大家好。
Greetings to you all.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主过去一年给我们的恩典。
Thank you for the grace you have given to us in the past year.
虽然我们很多时候会跌倒，会忘记神。
Although oftentimes we fail and forget about God.
但是你，我们的神却是常常对我们是怜悯。
But our God is a gracious God.
没有计算我们的罪。
And did not keep our sin.
我们感谢主给我们的恩典。
We thank you for the grace.
求主今天也只在祭奠的故事去提醒我们。
May God remind us through the story of Gideon.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 曾经有一个出版社联络当时一个很出名的牧师。
Once a publishing house contacted a well-known pastor.
希望呢为这个牧师做一出一本书，就是有关他的传记。
And want to publish a autobiography for this pastor.
但是这个牧师呢一口就拒绝了。
And this pastor declined.
他说：“因为呢，许多运动员呢，都是在最后一圈的时候才跌倒的。”
He said, most athletes failed in the last lap.
今天呢，我们要讲的故事人物呢，就是祭奠。
Today's story is about Gideon.
我想呢，如果旧约圣经里面选十个最出名的人物呢，祭奠一定是其中一个。
I think you will vote the most 10 popular.Characters in the Old Testament, Gideon will be one of them.
祭奠只需要带300人呢，就能够打败了当时有13万的敌人呢。
Gideon only need to let
300个
300 men and can defeat 13,000.
13万就是
130.
所以呢，他是以色列的一个大英雄。
So、he is a great hero in Israel.
但是呢，祭奠是最后一圈才跌倒的一个人。
But he is the one who failed, at the last lap.
所以呢，今天我的讲题呢，就是成惹祭奠，败惹祭奠。
So today's topic is, Gideon, the reason for success and failure.
因为以色列人通过祭奠，他们得到神的拯救。
Because the Israelites were saved through Gideon.
但是也是因为祭奠，所以他们犯罪。
And because of Gideon, they commit sins.
所以我希望在祭奠的人生里面，我们学习他的成功。
So I hope that we can learn the success from Gideon's story.
我们也希望呢，不会犯同一样跟祭奠一样犯同一样的错误。
And I also hope that we avoid the mistakes that Gideon made.
我把祭奠的人生呢分开做三个部分。
I divided Gideon's life into three stages.
就是由埋怨到平安。
First is from complaint to peace.
由恐惧到信靠。
Second is from fear to trust.
从由成功到自大。
The third is from success to egomania.
所以呢，我们先来看他第一段的人生，就是从埋怨到平安。
So let's look at his first stage, from complaint to peace.
那四世纪第六章的11-32节，我们刚刚念的这段经文呢，其实就是神呼召祭奠的经过。
The verses that we just read, chapter 6, 12-32, that is how God called Gideon.
那你发觉呢，当耶和华的使者呼召祭奠的时候呢，其实他每一个反应呢，都是充满埋怨跟不满的。
You can see when the angel of the Lord called Gideon, his reaction is complaining.
那十二节里面呢，耶和华的使者向祭奠显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。”祭奠回答他，他说：“嗨，我的主，如果耶和华与我们同在，我们怎会遭遇这一切的事呢？”
Verse 12, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he He said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?"
所以当时以色列遭遇什么事情呢？
So what did Israelites experience at that time?
六章二节的时候呢，就讲到，其实祭奠的年代比起我们之前看过底波拉的年代更可怜了。
So we can see the during the time of Gideon, and they suffered even more than the time during Deborah.
底波拉的年代呢，以色列人呢住在有城墙的城堡，不敢住在乡村这些地方。
During the time of Deborah, the people lived in the fortified within the fortified wall, and they are free to live in the village.
但是在祭奠的年代的人呢，他们呢是在地里面挖一个洞住在里面的。
At the time of Gideon, the people have to dug a hole and live in it.
还有呢，他们呢是以色列人呢是没有食物的。
And they don't have food.
每逢他们收成的时候呢，米甸人呢就好像蝗虫一样来尝他们的东西。
During the time of harvest, the Midianites will come and rob their crop.
那你知道这个不单只是一个饥饿的痛苦啊。
You know, this is not a suffering of hunger.
我们说这个是一个白干活的一个苦。
This is a suffering of doing for nothing.
就是你努力一年呢，你希望得到这个成果，但是就在这个时候，人家把你的功劳抢去。
And you have worked so hard for a year, and in the end, people take your what you achieved.
六章十一节里面呢也讲到了，祭奠当时是躲在一个走鸭庄中打麦的。
Chapter 6:11 mentioned that Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press.
那当时打麦，就是把这个麦跟这个壳分开，这个过程，这个工作就是把两样东西分开。
Threshing wheat is to separate the wheat from the chaff.
所以一般呢，他们是会找一个开阳的地方，把这些麦子呢往天扬起来。
Usually they will find a open and spacious place, and they will throw the wheat in the air.
那么呢，风就会把这个壳吹走，那么这些里面的这个麦子就会掉在地上。
And the wind will blow away the chaff, and the grain will fall on the ground.
但是祭奠却要找一个不通风的一个走鸭的地方去打麦。
But Gideon, he'll find a wine press where there's no wind blowing.
为什么他要这样子做？
Why did he do that?
圣经说他不愿意给米甸人见到。
The scripture told us they don't want the Midianites see him.
因为如果米甸人见到的时候，他们又来抢他的东西了。
If the Midianites saw him, they will come and take his things away.
所以当基甸听到耶和华的使者说神与你同在的时候，他其实是很不高兴，说如果是神与我们同在，为什么会这样子？
So when Gideon heard the angel of the Lord said to him, "The Lord is with you," and he was not happy. If the Lord is with us, how could this happen to us?
所以十三节里面呢，基甸就埋怨神呢。
So in verse 13, Gideon complained to God.
他说你带领以色列人出埃及，你现在把他丢弃了。
You led Israelites out of Egypt. Now you abandon them.
为什么我们最需要你的时候，你好像离开我？
Why you leave us when the time we need you the most?
你没有发觉我们人都是这样子的？
Do you realize we all like that?
好像基甸一样，我们顺利的时候从来不想不起神来的。
Like Gideon, when our life is smooth.We don't think about God.
我们困苦的时候呢，我们就问神，你在哪里啊？
When we are in suffering, we said, where is God?
这个台风来了，这个地震来了，这个火灾来了，我们就问神，你在哪里？
When there's a time of hurricane, earthquake, or the mountain fire, we say, where is God?
人再来欺负我们，把我们的功劳拿去的时候，我们问神啊，你在哪里？
When people bully us and take our credit away from us, we ask, where is God?
但是我们很少问自己哦，上个礼拜天你在哪里啊？
But we rarely ask ourselves, where are you last Sunday?
教会需要同工的时候，你也不会问自己我在哪里。
And you never ask you, where am I when the church is in need?
那所以当耶和华向基甸显现的之前呢？
Before the Lord showed to, appeared to Gideon.
其实神已经派先知告诉他，以色列人呢，为什么他们遇到这些苦难呢？
The Lord has sent a prophet to tell Israelites why they have to experience all the suffering.
不是神丢弃他以色列人，是以色列人丢弃神。
It's not the God abandoned Israelite; it's Israelite forsook the God.
但是如果你看这个故事的时候，你就会发觉，虽然人丢弃神，但是神永远不丢弃人。
But when you look at this story, you can see, although the man forsake God, but God never abandoned us.
十四节里面神就是拣选基甸要去通过他去拯救以色列人。
Verse 14, God chose Gideon and led him to save Israelites.
但是基甸怀疑神的计划。
But Gideon doubts God's plan.
所以呢，他又在但是神再一次强调，我是与你同在。
But God emphasized that I am with you.
所以你一定可以打败米甸人。
And you can defeat the Midianites.
那虽然基甸呢，他开始的时候呢，对神有很多埋怨。
Although in the beginning, Gideon has a lot of complaint about God.
但是他的好处呢，就是他不是一个顽固的人。
But there was one good thing about him. He was not a stubborn person.
他就是向神，你给我一个证据啊！
But he asked God to give me evidence.
你让我知道，真是神跟我说话。
So I know that it's really you talking to me.
那你见到了基甸的后来的反应，你就知道了他是真心的坚持，对神讲话。
So if you look at the reaction later, you know that Gideon was sincere.Asking God for that.
十九节里面呢，告诉我们呢，基甸预备一个羊羔。
In verse 19, and Gideon prepared a young goat.
还有呢，我们说22公斤的四面。
And 22 liters of fine flour.
那当时是他们很贫穷的这个时间。
At that time, they were really poor.
但是他愿意这样子去牺牲，因为他想到，如果他真是神的时候，他是配得我这样子奉献的。
But he's willing to sacrifice. He knows that if it's really God, he would like to do that.
你愿不愿意为了寻求神的时候去牺牲呢？
Are you willing to sacrifice? And when you are seeking God?
你愿不愿意得到神？因为希望得到神的同在的时候，你去牺牲呢？
Are you willing to sacrifice? And when you want God's presence?
那神真的就是听了基甸的请求。
God really answered Gideon's request.
给他一个证据。
And give him a evidence.
就是有火在磐石上面。发生就把这些植物都烧掉了。
So the fire flared from the rock and consuming the sacrifice.
那么基甸就知道真的神是对他说话。
So that Gideon knew that it is God who speaking to him.
那么基甸就有一个很大的一个改变。
So Gideon has a big change.
22节呢，是基甸明白自己是一个罪人的反应呢。
And verse 22. It's a reaction that Gideon realized he is a sinner.
他想到他怀疑神的时候呢，其实是实在是一个罪。
He knows that it is a sin when he doubting God.
但是神赦免基甸，告诉他你不用害怕。
But God forgave Gideon and told him, "Do not be afraid."
最终，他就为神去做了一个祭坛，叫耶和华撒龙。
And in the end, he built an altar to the Lord called "The Lord is Peace."
从此以后呢，耶和华的平安就成为基甸的力量。
Ever since then, the peace of God is Gideon's strength.
那么神就开始给他不同的任务。
God gave Gideon different tasks.
第一个任务呢，就是他要求以色列人脱离这些偶像。
He wants Israelites get rid of the idols.
因为以色列人失败的基本的原因，就是因为他们敬拜巴利。
The main the cause of their failure is that they worship Baal.
所以，如果以色列人他不除掉他的巴利这个偶像的时候，这个圣洁的神不能与他们同在。
If the Israelites don't get rid of the Baal, the idol, the Holy God will not be with them.
但是呢，这一个对祭奠要祭奠把这个偶像擦掉呢，是一个很大的挑战。
But this is a real challenge to Gideon.
因为他如果他是这样子做，不单只得罪全国国家，也得罪他的爸爸。
If he did this, he will offend all the people, especially he will offend his father.
因为呢，圣经告诉我们，这个祭坛，这个祭卖巴利的祭坛，其实是他爸爸所建立的。
The scripture told us that this altar belongs to his dad, his father.
但是神要祭奠你去把这个祭坛拆下来。
But God told Gideon to demolish this altar.
用这个巴利的祭坛的木头来为耶和华做去建一个坛。
And use the wood from the Asherah pole to build an altar to God.
那么圣经告诉我们，基甸就派带十个人在晚上的时候完成这个事情。
And the Bible told us that Gideon led 10 people, 10 of his servants, and did it at night.
全村人第二天早晨起来的时候，都在问是谁做这个事情呢
？And the next morning, when all the people of the town got up, they were asking, "Who did this?"
那么，后来发现是基甸，他们就希望把他杀死了。
They found out it was Gideon. They want to kill him.
但是你没有想过了，要保护基甸的这个人却是他的爸爸，这个本来建立这个巴利祭坛的人。
Do you know the one who want to protect Gideon was his father, the one who built the altar?
我想起呢，我小的时候，我是13岁的时候认识耶稣的。
I remember I received Jesus Christ when I was 13.
后来神就提醒我，吃饭之前我应该先祷告感谢神。
And I was reminded by God that I need to pray before the meal.
但是呢，我爸爸妈妈不是基督徒嘛，要做这个事情呢，我很害怕。
But my parents were not Christian, so I was afraid doing that.
所以我第一次有这个决定要吃饭之前祷告呢，到吃饭这一刻的时候，我就是停在哪里，不知道做什么好。
So the first time when I decided to pray before the meal, I stopped there and I don't know what to do.
我爸爸见到我的反应的时候，他知道我心里面想什么。
And when my dad saw my reaction, and he knew what I was thinking about.
他知道我是希望谢饭，但是又不敢在他面前做。
And he knew that I want to give thanks before the meal, but I was afraid to do that.
他就嘲笑我说，耶稣给你饭吃吗？
And he laughed at me. Does Jesus give you food?
那这次我没有谢饭就吃饭了。
So I didn't pray before the meal this time.
但是下一顿饭，我下定决心。
And the next meal, I made my decision.
就是无论如何，我先祷告才吃饭。
No matter what, I will pray before the meal.
第一次就以后就是这样子的，就是就都是这样子，先祷告才吃饭。
And ever since then, I did that.
但是我也知道，对我爸爸来说，你们信耶稣的人是很可笑的一个事情。
To my dad, the believer is funny. 嗯。
当我38岁的时候呢，我决定要全时间侍奉神。
When I was 38 years old, I decided to do the full-time ministry.
所以呢，我就要放弃我的职业，我要去神学院里面学习。
So I decided to quit my job and to go to the seminary.
第一个困难呢，就是要把这个消息告诉我爸爸。
The first difficulty I ran into is to tell my father.
那我爸爸当时还不是基督徒。
So my dad was not a Christian at that time.
我记得我告诉他的这一天就是父亲节。
I remember the day I told him was the Father's Day.
因为你知道了，父亲节我们都会打电话回家了嘛，我就觉得哎，已经打了，我就把这个事情告诉他了。
So you know, on the Father's Day, usually, make a phone call home, and I decided to tell him.
那当我告诉我爸爸的时候呢，他没有骂我。
When I told my dad, he did not scold me.
他只是非常担心，如果他的儿子将来做牧师的时候呢，他怎么过他的生活呢？
He was just very worried if his son decided to be a pastor, how could he make a living?
所以呢，我这一年的暑假我就决定，我进神学院之前呢，我回香港，面对面跟我爸爸解释。
So I decided to go home before the school starts. During the summer, and to explain to my dad face to face.
虽然呢，他的反对不会影响我的决定，但是我希望可以在他面前去解释。
Although his objection will not change my decision, but I will.
希望对他解释一下。
But I want to explain to him.
那我们的神呢，是一个很奇妙的神来的。
Our God is a wonderful God.
那我爸爸当时已经退休了。
My dad was retired at that time.
他退休以后其实没事做，每一天就是看电视。
And after his retirement, he didn't have anything. He just watching TV every day.
当时在我们的这个电视台里面呢，做一个我们说纪录片。
And there was a documentary on TV.
就讲到了国父孙中山的历史。
And it's talking about the father of the nation, Mr. 孙中山。
他就发现，他当时才知道，原来孙中山是基督徒哦。
Oh, he realized that 孙中山 was a Christian.
所以呢，我下飞机回家了 ，OK， 那么我就坐下来跟爸爸说，我要做奉献给神做牧师这个决定嘛。
So I get out of the plane and I told my father that I decided to become a pastor.
我都还没开口。
Even before I opened my mouth.
我爸爸就告诉我，你知不知道孙中山是基督徒啊
？And my dad told me, Do you know that 孙中山 is a Christian?
如果国父是一个基督徒，我的儿子当牧师当然没问题啊。
If our father of the nation is a Christian, then it's okay for my son to be a pastor.
你看呢，神真是他出给人出人意外的平安。
So you know, God gave people the peace that we don't expect it.
我们很多时候担心，如果我当一个基督徒以后，会有什么事情发生在我们身上的？
We're worried what things will happen to us, if we become Christian.
我的国家可能反对我，我的父母可能反对我，我的丈夫、我的妻子可能反对我。
My father-in-law.
没，我的国家就是 OK.
Country. My country and my parents and my spouse will object.
但是你要知道，神的平安能够保守我们。
But you know, God's peace will keep you.
或者我们好像祭奠从前的时候，初期的时候，常常埋怨神。
Or we like the Gideon at his early age, that we often complain God.
但是我们可以好像祭奠一样，去真心的去寻求神的旨意。
But we could like Gideon to truly seek God's will.
当你愿意去寻找的时候，神会 让你去找得到。
But if you sincerely seek, God will let you find it.
当基甸把这个巴利的偶像撤掉的时候呢，他就进入他人生的第二个阶段。
After Gideon had torn down the altar to Baal, he entered into his second stage.
这个神的灵呢，就在基甸的身上。
And God's spirit was on Gideon.
基甸的第二个阶段呢，就是他从恐惧到信靠。
And the second stage is from fear to trust.
33节呢，讲到呢，这些米甸人呢，跟亚玛利人呢，就来到这个河边了。
Verse 33 mentions that all the Midianite and Amalekite came to the river.
所以有可能呢，就是他们也在计划呢，要抢掠以色列人呢。
So most likely they planned to rob Israelites.
那么当时有多少的敌人呢？
How many enemies are?
圣经告诉我们，其实是有13万。
There are about 130,000 enemies.
那么基甸也就是召募这些以色列人来打仗啊。
And Gideon summoned all the Israelites to fight the battle.
他找到多少人呢？
How many he summoned?
3万人。
30,000.
所以他又很惧怕哦。
So he was afraid.
所以呢，他就求神给他一个证据。
So he asked God to give him evidence.
那这个故事就是我想大家都很记得了。
So this story, I think all of you know that.
就是放一个羊毛在这个地上。
It's put a wool fleece on the floor, ground.
Okay, 就看okay, 如果这个地是干的，羊毛是湿的，就是一个证据。
If the ground is dry and the fleece is covered with dew.
好，那么神真的给这个事情发生了。
And God really make that happen.
但是基甸还是再要问一个证据。
But Gideon wants request another proof.
这一次是要反过来。
This time is another way.
神还是再给他一个同样给他证据。
The God did give him another evidence.
那么呢，基甸呢的信心就增加了。
So Gideon's confidence, faith increased.
他就准备要去打仗。七章第一节里面说。
He was about to go to fight the battle.
但是这一次呢，神却要考验他哦。
But this time God want to test him.
他说你手上的人太多了。
God said you have too many people.
如果你打赢这场仗的时候，恐怕你们会夸口，是因为他们以色列人的缘故。
If you win the battle, you will boast against me, and you're saying that it's because of us.
所以呢，神说 ，OK， 你叫这些胆怯的回家。
So you let those those people who tremble with fear when go home.
跑掉22,000.
And then the 22,000 left.
但是神说, 剩下10,000人还是太多.
But God said, the left 10,000 people, there's still too many.
那么现在用喝水的方法把他们再分开.
So now we'll sift them by the way they drink the water.
那么剩下300个人.
So three people left.
300
men left.
所以呢，神说我就用这300个人去拯救以色列.
And God said, I will use these 300 men to save Israelites.
但是基甸一定很害怕, 怎么300个人能够打败13万人呢?
Gideon must be very afraid, because how could 300 men fight against 130,000 men?
神知道他害怕就说, 哦, 如果你害怕, 你就去到, 米甸的营里面, 听一听他们所讲的话。
God knew that Gideon was afraid. He told Gideon, you go down to the camp of Midianites and to hear what they are talking about.
那么基甸就听到一个米甸人的梦, 就是, 讲到他昨天发梦的事情了。
And Gideon heard a Midianite talking about his dream.
那么他就知道耶和华的确把米甸人已经交在他的手中了。
So he knew that God really gave Midianites into his hand.
那么基甸就再不害怕。
So Gideon feared no more.
他全心倚靠神。
And he wholeheartedly trusted in God.
那你从他打仗的武器呢, 你就知道他是全心投靠神。
From the weapon he used to fight the battle, you know that he relied on God completely.
因为圣经说嘛, 他一手拿号角, 一手拿瓶子。
Bible said, in one hand he holds a jar, and the other hand he holds a trumpet.
换句话说, 他的武器就是乐器跟厨具。
In other words, his weapon is a music instrument and a tool.
还有哦, 如果你左手拿一样, 右手拿一样的时候, 你还有手去拿刀吗? 没有咯。
So in other words, if you have, if two of the hands are occupied by those things, where is another hand to hold the weapon?
但是呢, 基甸全心去倚靠神。
But Gideon trust in God wholeheartedly.
所以他半夜的时候分三队去 攻击 米甸人。
At midnight, they divided the 300 men into three companies to attack Midianites.
他把这个瓶子打碎的时候呢，就喊叫说耶和华和基甸的刀，米甸人就以为以色列人来突袭。 那么米甸人呢，就在黑暗当中呢，彼此残杀。
So they smashed the jars and they just shouted a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. So the Midianites thought they were attacked by Israelites, and so they turned to each other and killed themselves.
那时候呢，以色列人就起来追杀这些米甸人。
So the Israelites, they went up and chased the Midianites.
13万的敌人就是这样子，一下子给他们打败。So
130,000 men were routed by them.
基甸经历, 神的大能。
Gideon experienced God's leading.
那从基甸的这个胜利里面，我们学到两个功课。
From Gideon's victory, we learned two lessons.
就是人所求的证据比不上神给我们的证据。
That is the evidence that we ask from God cannot compare to the evidence that God gave to us.
其实我们常常也是一样的，常常求神 给我一个证据，给我一个保证，那么我就侍奉你了。
So it's just like we oftentimes we ask God to give us evidence. So if you guarantee that, will serve you.
比方说，你保证了我的儿女能够念大学，我就服侍你。
You guarantee that our children go to college, I will serve you.
你求神保证我的工作，等到我退休的时候，我就来侍奉你了。
So, God, you guarantee that my job, then I will serve you after my retirement.
但是你发觉很多人，当他退休，当他儿女进大学毕业以后，他还是没有出来侍奉神呢。
So, you say, some people after they retired and after their children gone to college, they're still there and did not serve the God.
相反，如果神主动给你一个证据的时候，你的确就有一个很，实在的平安在你的心里面。
On the contrary, if God gives you evidence, then you will have true peace within you.
很多时候，神给人的证据呢，不是什么神迹奇事
啊。Most times, the evidence that God gives to us is not a miraculous sign.
很多时候，神给人的证据就是他在圣经里面的话。
The evidence that God gave to us, is in the Bible.
我记得呢，我决定全时间侍奉神以后啊。
I remember when I decided to, do the full-time ministry.
拿鸿书一章七节呢，其实给我一个很大的一个鼓励。
The book of Nahum 1:7, gave me a great encouragement.
这里简直讲耶和华本为善，在患难的日子为人的保障，并且认得那些投靠他的人。
The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him.
这句圣经提醒我，如果耶和华本为善的时候，他就一定不会害我。
And this verse reminded me, if the Lord is good, he will not harm me.
神有足够的力量去保守我，因为他是在患难的日子为人的保障。
God has the power to protect me because he is the refuge for the people when they are in time of trouble.
还有神永远不会忘记我，因为他认得这些投靠他的人。
And God will never forget me because he knows those who trust in him.
第二个功课，我们从祭奠的德性里面学到的，就是我们人呢必须要放弃我们所依靠的，才能够全心去依靠神。
So the second lesson we learned from Gideon's success is we have to put down our reliance and wholeheartedly rely on God.
你知道很多时候呢，聚会人多的时候呢，牧师的心情特别好的。
So most time when there's a lot of people here, the pastor will feel good.
如果人少的时候，牧师没有精神去讲道的。
If it's only a few people and the pastor has no mood to preaching.
其实我们很像以色列人一样。
We are just like Israelites.
我们喜欢夸耀自己的能力。
We want to boast our ability.
但是祭奠的故事提醒我们，侍奉不是靠人多。
But Gideon's stories remind us that serving the Lord is not does not depend on how many people.
是在乎你有没有专一的依靠神。
But depends on whether you are rely on God.
当我还是一个平信徒的时候呢，其实我已经在教会主日崇拜里面讲到了。
When I was a brothers, I already started preaching in the church.
当时有一位弟兄呢，他是从新加坡来的。
There was a brother who came from Singapore.
当我第一次讲完道以后，他就完了以后来告诉我。
After my first sermon, he came to me and.Told me,
我真的很给你鼓励啊，这是被你鼓励啊。
I was greatly encouraged by you.
哇，我听到以后心里面很高兴了。
I was so happy.
那么这个弟兄就解释了。
And he explained.
他说，如果神能够用好像你这样子的人长长大，那么神可以用任何一个人长大了。
And he said, if God can use a person like you to preach, he can use any other person.
那他其实他是讲得很真诚的，他不是嘲笑我，他是真的觉得啊，神真是奇妙，用这样子的人长的。
Actually, he spoke very sincerely. He was not mocking or laughing at me.
基甸的故事提醒我们。
The story of Gideon reminds us.
其实不是这三百人有什么特别的地方。
It is not how special these 300 men were.
也不是基甸特别聪明呢。
It is not Gideon was very smart.
完全是因为神的缘故。
It's purely God's.
那如果我们有这么有能力的神，我们还怕什么呢？
What shall we fear if we have a God with such power?
当我们放弃依靠其他东西的时候，我们才能够全心去依靠神。
Only when we get rid of our dependence, we can.Solely relied on God.
神就会让你经历他的胜利。
And God will let you experience His victory.
人家见到这个胜利的时候，他也知道不是因为这个人有什么特别。
When other people saw the success, they will know that it's not because of this man.
他们会归荣耀给神。
They will ascribe the glory to God.
那当基甸胜利以后呢，他马上就进入他人生的第三个阶段。
After Gideon's success, he entered into his third stage of his life.
我称这个阶段从成功到自大。
I call this stage is from success to egomaniac.
当基甸打赢仗回来的时候
，After Gideon won the battle,
以色列人就对基甸说：“你要我希望你成为我们的王啊。”
An Israelite told Gideon, "I want you to be our king."
基甸一口拒绝，他说：“我不管理你们，我的儿子也不管理你们，唯有耶和华管理你们。”
And Gideon rejected right away. And he said, "I will not rule over you. My children will not rule over you. Only God will rule over you."
那虽然基甸口里面是这样子讲我，但他心里面却不是这样子想。
Even though Gideon said that, but he was not really think about it in his heart.
有五样事情你见到，你就知道他心里面在想什么。
There were five things that you will know what actually in his heart.
第一样呢，就是他拿了很多的战利品。
The first is he took a lot of plunder.
圣经讲呢，他拿到1700的舍克勒的银子。
And the scripture said he took 1700 shekels gold.
这个就相当于呢4000 ounce 的黄金。
That is 4000 ounce gold.
这个就是超过500万的今天的美金。
That is more than 5 million.Millions U.S. dollar.
还有二十六节讲到了，他拿了这个米甸王的这个王袍自己穿哦。
And the chapter 16 said he took this purple garment worn by the king of Midians and put it on himself.
二十七节里面呢讲到了他做了一个以弗德。
Verse 27 mentioned that he made a ephod.
那这个呢，以弗德是旧约祭司所穿的一个衣服。
Ephod is a vestment worn by the priest in Old Testament.
那很可能呢，基甸就是把自己奉为祭司。
Most likely he regard himself as a priest.
就借耶和华的名呢去管理以色列人了。
In the name of the Lord.To rule over Israelites.
还有呢，他好像一个皇帝一样哦，他老婆飞奔有就是很多，所以他生了70个儿子。
So he like a king. He has a lot of wives, and he had 70 sons.
最后呢，就是他帮他的儿子改了名字，叫亚比米勒。
And he had a son. He named him Abimelech.
在希伯来文的意思就是“我爸爸是王帝”。
The meaning of the name Abimelech is my father is king.
所以你就知道了，其实呢，基甸的内心呢，看这边的很自大。
You know, in his heart, he's an egomaniac.
你知道一点点自大会变成什么呢
？You know, a little bit more self. What it will become?
你说会变成什么？一点自大就变成臭了。
It will become stinky, smelly.
这个是我们中文的这个字的有趣的地方，它提醒你一点自大你就变成臭了。
Oh, that's a Chinese character. You have a self above the big. This two.
OK, 所以呢，当你把人带到自己面前，不带到神面前的时候
，If you bring people to yourself instead of bringing them to God，
你就让跟随你的人去犯罪
，And you will make the people who follow you sin。
所以基甸就是在最后一圈跌倒的一个人。
So Gideon is the one who failed, who failed in his last lap。
求神保守我们在患难的时候，我们会信靠他。
So we ask God to keep us so that in our distress we'll trust in Him.
在平安跟成功之中的时候，我们会纪念神。
In our peace and success, we'll remember God.
求神保守我们，不但只活得好。
May God keep us not only live well.
我们死的时候也死得好。
But we die well.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to help us.
因为我们在平安的时候常常忘记你。
Because we often time we forget about you in our peace.
我们在困难的时候我们埋怨你。
And we complain about you when we have difficulties.
我们在成功的时候觉得自己很了不起。
When we are success, we think we are so good.
我们求神常常提醒我们，免得我们得罪你。
We ask you to remind us, oftentimes, so we do not sin against you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Jesus Christ.
Amen.